girl.
Yeah.
Come girl, can't hold them on. Come girl, can't hold them on. Come girl, can't hold them on.
Yeah.
Come girl, can't hold them on. Come girl.
This is my story.
Welcome to Don't Bite Your Tongue, y'all. Welcome, welcome, welcome to this ride this Sunday. As you can hear, we was having some technical difficulties in the beginning of the show, but we worked it out. Hey, hey. All right. What's up? This our love, and with me, I have my ride or die. That is Black Widow. What's up, Mama?
What's going on, y'all? I'm loving this Sunday.
Right? The weather? I mean, for real? This what we doing?
This what we doing. Like, I want to be outside doing the show, but y'all might hear, like, kids playing, cars going by, people barbecuing and shit. So I'm about to sit in the house. So I'm doing the sacrifice for y'all. Just so y'all know.
How it is. It's for the love. We this blood, sweat, and tears, y'all, and avoiding the good weather for y'all. This is a labor of love. You know, it's a labor of love. You better recognize. And if you don't... Shame on you, okay? Although, let me tell you something. The weather is lovely and all, but for real, what I would be doing is sleeping right now.
What?
If the show wasn't on. I'd be asleep, y'all, for real. Because, yeah, I'd be asleep. We're just going to leave it at that.
No. No, wake up. Like, wake up.
My pillow, my bed is... Like, yeah. And it's kind of cold in the house a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So, listen, people. We are doing a show today, the St. Louis Showcase, part one. Because I'm sure after this show, we're going to have others that are going to want to come on. Because you know what? Like I said in the show promo, St. Louis is a city that's filled with a lot of talent. There are a lot of artists. There are a lot of business owners. Just people who are forward thinkers, you know what I'm saying? People who are not just dreamers but goal setters, because those are two different things, you know what I'm saying? Dreaming is something that you know, it could or couldn't happen, but when you are a goal setter, that means you have set out to achieve those things that make most sense for you and in your life, you dig? So we're going to have some of those people on. We have an author, Chris Renee. We have... a record label, Cash Zone ENT. We have a movie producer and director, Matthew Bailey. Natural products sales is Kiki. And we have exclusive fits on the line. If you want to get them shoes, and some sexy shoes, okay? If you can walk in them. I'm just saying, we'll talk to Miss Exclusive Fits about that. We need to get some kitten heels for folk like me. Who can't walk in those stilettos? but we have event planner Candy Cherie. She's going to be joining us. We have a residential and commercial cleaning company. Good, what is it, Cheryl? Good cleaning company. Good
family cleaning.
Yes. So did I call your real name? You called my real name last week.
I didn't
give your whole legal. Look, I ain't giving your whole legal, your whole government. You know what I mean? So it's all good. That Black Widow, y'all. Y'all didn't hear that other part. Black Widow. So check it out, Widow. Tell me, girl. Tell me this. Well, how was your week? Like, what was happening for you this week?
My week was interesting. You know, I told you guys before that I'm the only Black woman at my job that does the job that the white men do.
So
let me tell you. I was catching a little shade last week because I had made a delivery into the warehouse, right? And the motherfucker don't tell me, oh, now bring it all the way over here and sit it right here. No. That's not your drop point. Your drop point right here. Walk your ass over and get this shit. So the motherfucker looked at me crazy. And I'm like, why are we having beef? We ain't never even engaged before. So the motherfuckers start walking over and start flipping their motherfucking hair. Mind you, this motherfucker has a bald face.
Wait. Pause, widow. Did you say he flipped the chair?
No, he flipped his hair.
Oh, flipped his hair.
Okay. Uh-uh. No, we ain't doing that. No. Flipped his hair. And I'm like, motherfucker, you have a bald fade. What are you flipping? So when he started walking more towards me, I said, oh, I'm not the only black woman that work in the building. Your ass work here, too. What? Bitch, fall back.
We
all need to get along.
Did you low-key call him a bitch?
I did.
Ooh.
I did. Because you're not going to have me doing your job for you. I don't ask you to do mine. You clean. You're in the janitorial department. You clean up. Do your job. I drive the forklift. I'll do my job, and we can get along so much better.
Right. I mean, that keeps the shit down if everybody's staying their own motherfucking lane. I'm just saying.
Play your position, bitch. You first base, I'm second. We just gonna keep it at that. You see what I'm saying? But other than that, I found it funny. I was cool after that, but I'm excited about my week. I bought me 2 waist trainers. I'm waiting for them to come in the mail from Amazon. I'm excited because if you don't know, you should know, Black Widow plans on swinging from somebody's pole in the near future. So I got to get the body right. That's just one of the things on my bucket list. So my waist trainers are in the mail, and I'm excited. I'm at the mailbox every day like I'm waiting on a welfare check.
Wait a minute, a waist trainer. So what they do? What?
Hit with them curves, bring in that waist, make them hips pop.
What? Is it to make it look like that or be like that? Because, see, that's 2 different things.
No, be like that. Like, once you get done training, once you take it off, if you do it and wear it as you're told to wear it, once you take it off, your waist should stay the way it is.
Oh, my God. Listen, okay. Let's see how it pop off for you. If it worked for you, then I might try to squeeze all these into some shit that'll shape. So you're saying it's like motherfucking Play-Doh up in here. We gonna mash that all together, and you're gonna be a disco rapper, baby.
See what I'm saying? I'm trying to get those, and when I do slide down this pole, y'all gonna have to come out and watch Black Widow do her thing. It's gonna be a one night only.
If I took these damn rolls and put them and smash them up into something, y'all might have to come see me in the ICU.
Okay. Talk about some, hi, we doing it, y'all.
I'm going to just embrace my shit. It's just how I am, damn it. You know what I mean? You get that extra sexy confidence. And because I am a St. Louis BBW, by all means, please go to the Facebook page and like the St. Louis BBW weapon. Listen, we're gonna be having a goddess party. It's a BBW party celebrating the curves of it all. So if you know a BBW, you appreciate the curves of a BBW, tip them up to that St. Louis BBW cutie, whatever the hell it's called. It's only one out there, St. Louis BBW. Type that in and you're going to find our page. Join it because we're going to have a party. It's going to be phenomenal. Trust and believe. And it's, okay, I ain't going to go into the details, but it's going to be an HG. Just put that in your head. Put that in.
Yeah.
So listen, check this out, y'all. Yeah, right? Isn't it fun? Listen, let me tell you about this goddess party. I talked to you about my week. I had one, and now it's over, and here I am today. So that's pretty much sums up. So listen. So with the goddess party, y'all, check this out. It's celebrating BBWs, right? The curves of it all. And we heard about this from a young lady who lived in New York. This is huge on the East Coast. They have these goddess parties, and there is a requirement, although we probably won't have that requirement. I mean, we'll take skinny bitches' money, too, if y'all want to come to the party. But in New York, you have to be a certain size as a female to get in this party. If you're not a 14 or above, they like, what you in here for? You know what I'm saying? So, but we won't be that restrictive. We love skinny girls too and everything. So it'll be open, but it's going to be a blast, y'all. We're going to have some fun. We're going to have DJ Technique on the wheels of steel. It's going to be phenomenal. Just wait for it, okay? So check this out, y'all. We need to talk. We're about to do our Just Us segment. If you don't know anything about that Just Us segment, it sparked from all things that were related to the Michael Brown shooting back in August. But we felt that, you know, the things that happened to us in the justice system, that they are things that we need to continually talk about. So we come up with our Just Us segment, things that happens in the justice system to just us. So I'm sure everybody has heard about the Ferguson Police Department. Whew, let me breathe, Jesus. Okay, the Ferguson Police Department have been shown to show patterns of racial bias based on the report from the Department of Justice. What? Okay, listen, this is not anything new to us. We knew this as black people living in St. Louis, Missouri. And it's not just Ferguson. This is the thing that we need to focus on. It's not just Ferguson's police department that operates like this department does. How many of us on the line, everybody, if you're from St. Louis, you know, okay, if I'm riding through Dalewood, watch it, sucker. If I'm riding through Bell Fountain Neighbors, watch it, sucker. Moline Acres, watch it, sucker. Paramount, I mean, like, you can name jurisdiction after jurisdiction where you have to watch yourself. And they don't even have to just be those. The fucked up thing about this, y'all, is that it's any county in across the state of Missouri. If you are black and driving, that you are a target. I'm so tired of this shit. And then people have always thought, you're black people, y'all just complaining for no reason at all. Does the Department of Justice, now that they've come out with this report, does it offer or lend a little bit of validity for y'all, for us, please? I mean, okay, but it might be a problem because it was Eric Holder under a black president, so that might be a motherfucking problem. You know what I'm saying? But the truth is the truth. The numbers are the numbers, right? So you can't beat numbers. They are what they are. Explain that shit to me. People may say, well, in Ferguson, it's mostly black people that live there, so by sheer numbers, it would be more black people pulled over. There may be some validity to that, but what throws it out the window is that blacks are pulled over more often but are less often found with any contraband than their white counterparts. Explain that shit to me. Then you got to explain to me the pervasive nature of the police department to be sending around racist jokes between the police department and the courts. Really? So you think that President Obama, he won't be president for 4 years because a black man can't keep the same job for 4 years? That's some strong shit to say. Mayor Knowles seems to think there's nothing wrong in his city of Ferguson. Really? That's why, as we speak right now, there is a coalition of pastors leading the charge for your ass to resign, as should the chief of police. Yes, you are being made an example of because you will not stand up and do what needs to be done, or even acknowledge that there is a problem. If y'all haven't, it's so irritating that people still try to marginalize and minimize us as a people. This is some straight bullshit. I'm tired of it because I'm raising sons. I've raised sons. My sons are grown. You know what I'm saying? But just think how, and them being grown does not exonerate them or take them out of the line of fire. They're still black men. They have children, children coming up. You know what I'm saying? So it's irritating to know that the final report suggests that in Ferguson, the department disproportionately stopped African Americans without reasonable suspicion, made arrests with no probable cause, and used force disproportionately against blacks. They violated the First, the Fourth, and the 14th Amendment. We don't have rights. Is that what we're supposed to feel and think? A lot of us do. And it's like stuff like this comes out, and you find it very difficult to stay optimistic because it seems so big. It seems like it's such a huge problem. You don't even know where to start, and you feel like you're raging against a machine with the odds stacked against you. I'm tired, y'all. We should all be tired. You know, and in Ferguson, we reported last week that they have a Boys and Girls Club that they're going to be looking for volunteers for. That's how we get involved. On some level, we can't just sit back and say, see, this is the shit that's happening. Although we do feel like it ain't going to change, but just because we feel that way, that does not negate our responsibility to get involved and try to make a difference, if not for us, for the generations coming behind us. Let me take a breath.
Yeah, you said it all. Pretty much.
I'm sorry. Look, I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's okay. Because, I mean, it had to be said. Why not say it? It just amazes me that you said it all in one motherfucking breath. Go on, drink some water. Take you a break. Did you breathe? I think you breathe. But that's another motherfucking segment, though. That's another episode. You did that while taking a breath. Yeah, that's a whole other segment. We got to talk about that.
Man, they better not bring this shit up
some
here.
Other things.
They have barred us from talking about this shit at work. Better not nobody bring it up to me. As you can see, it's going to go down where it go down. You get work
not
out where
not, nobody. Not bet not nobody.
Bet not now. Here, it's now. You say a damn thing about this shit. You just bet not. Because it ain't going to go
y'all
down.
Y'all have been warned. Yeah, I have
I
been warned.
Need my job. So, listen, y'all. Stop it. You stop it. Okay. So, say, look. And when if I call, where you work, Troy? Okay, yeah. All right. So, listen, everybody on the line, y'all didn't know.
Say shit.
This will go fund me, too. So, it's just for my bail money, I'm just saying. check it out, y'all. This is the St. Louis Showcase. We're going to get into our guests. We have people holding on the line for us. And, you know, we're going to start the show off with Ms. Kwanzaa with Exclusive Fits. Ms. Kwanzaa, we coming to you, darling. Welcome to Don't Bite Your Tongue. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, ladies. How are you?
Hey,
listen, this is definitely Don't Bite Your Tongue. You two ladies had me praying over here with their language. But thank you for inviting me.
Well, thank you
absolutely
for joining us.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead with it.
And Ms. Kwanzaa Thompson is the CEO of Exclusive Fits, is a native of St. Louis. She went to Cardinal Redner College Prep and Gateway High. Who knew? Probably know a few people that's listening on the line. She attended Howard University, earning a 4.0 in business. She has now returned back to her roots in the STL in hope in giving back what she has learned through her entrepreneurship in order to develop her community. That's awesome, Kwanzaa. Tell us more about your adventure.
Oh, man. I don't know where to start. Well, the company is about a year old, and I've done some nice things in the last year. I worked with the Missouri Black Expo. I got to take part of that. That was really neat for me because it's been around since I was a baby, you know? So that was really cool. And, you know, just got out here and did different venues and stuff like that. And I didn't really put 100% into it. So now this year I've decided to give it my all.
Absolutely, absolutely. So what is the internet website for people to go on and view your shoes and the pricing?
So you can go to www.exclusivefits.com. And, yeah, the website will be there. I built it myself. Wasn't that amazing? That was so nice.
Okay,
so
we
listen,
will definitely
Kwanzaa,
be posting that website.
So listen, Ms. Kwanzaa, this is all I love. Let me talk to you about them heels, okay? So I'm a woman of a certain age. Wait, I'm a woman of a certain age, and I'm cool with the heels. Now, with the shoes you got on there right now, for me, would just be shoulder shoes. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, you get what I'm saying, right? But, so I need some work shoes or some club shoes. Let's get some, like, kitten heels, some wedges, and, you know, something for me. Because, you know, I got back problems, so. But the shoes on there are very, very cute.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, that's just my first selection. Stay tuned. I have many to come. But I know that Black Widow, it'll help her in her new profession that she's working on.
Yes, it will. It's only for one night, though. One night only. It's exclusive. One night only. I'm just saying, though. But I did see a pair on there that I can rock. You understand what I'm saying? And I can only wear them for one night. I'm going to have to be hanging upside down. I can't stand in them damn things for too long.
Now,
it just doesn't work out for me.
Specifically, are you talking? Now, you know, the black lace ones, the men tend to love those. When I set up at the Missouri Black Expo, it's like all of the men would grab that and be like, babe, you want this shoe? I don't know what it is about that shoe. I guess it's the straps and the stuff. I don't know.
Yes, the straps make it too sexy.
They love it. Yeah.
Now, what's your sizes that your shoes come in? Do you have a wide range that it comes in? Do they come in wide width?
Yes. So I think the smallest pair I might have is a 5.5, and they go all the way to a 10, 10.5.
Yeah, I'm looking at this Focus shoe on here, y'all, with them little rhinestones on it. That looks boy, if I could wear some heels, let me tell y'all what, yo.
You can definitely wear them. Let me tell you, you can't be afraid of the heel. You have to own it. I mean, the heel is just, it's so important to your stance, your confidence, you know. I heard someone talk about a goddess party. You can't be afraid of heels if you're having a goddess party.
I'll wear them, but like I said, I either have to have them up on somebody's shoulders or I'm just going to be sitting up posting like,
oh, no. Oh, no, no, no.
Well, Kwanzaa, we thank you so much for joining us. We have posted your information on the Blog Talk Radio page and also on our Facebook. Please, everybody, thank you and say
thanks. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Kwanzaa.
Thank you, Kwanzaa.
That's what's up. You know, young sister did her thing. We went to school here locally, went away, came back, and bringing it back to the city. That's what's up.
Absolutely.
That's what it's about. Up next, y'all, we have, now if you got something dirty, need some cleaning, y'all need to go to their webpage. And Widow, what we got is some good cleaning on the line. Talk about it, honey.
Good family cleaning is Kia and her husband Tyrese. Well, actually, they elevated Tyrese's company from a previously named company of HPC Cleaning to Good Family Cleaning. You know, it always takes a woman to come in and make it just a little bit better. You understand what I'm saying? And they created a memorable logo, slogan, and purchased a van to ensure the growth and professional experience to their growing clientele. Kia has recently also taken on a consulting position with Unique Cosmetics after using their popular 3D mascara. So not only can they get your house clean and ready to go, to get you cleaned up too and ready to go. I'm just saying though. What's up, Kia?
Kia! I'm
hey,
sorry,
y'all,
yeah, I'm sorry.
It's almost spring. It's warm outside. I'm loving it.
Yes. Yes. That means the mud is being tracked in. Yes. The snow has melted. You're tracking the mud in the house. Carpet's getting all dirty. Got to call Good Family Cleaning to go ahead and get that all squared away.
Yeah, we can take good care of you. Good Family Cleaning was basically... what one of the focuses is going in and initially helping people who were not able to do this for themselves. A lot of seasoned ladies were the bulk of the beginning of the clientele. They just couldn't do the work, and so they initially had Ty come in and do the work, and now it's expanded to we have contracts with apartment complexes, realty companies, and initially it was just the cleaning of apartment complex, getting them ready for new tenants to come in. Now we're doing their carpet and cleaning the apartment. So the business has expanded. We started under Good Family Cleaning 2 years ago, and we are proud to say that we are now looking for some part-time people because the business has expanded so much. So if you are looking for somebody to come in, do a wonderful job, you know how mama used to wake you up on Saturday morning, clean your house real good, turn on that music, have
right.
The Luther going. You know, we don't have the music going, but we're going to get in there and get it done for you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So is it a minimum of rooms that you would do? Would you do one room? Will you come in and do five rooms?
There has to be a minimum of 2 rooms for carpet cleaning, as well as the residential cleaning. You have to have at least, have to get 2 rooms done. So that very minimum in terms of carpet cleaning would be $65, because it's $65 for 2 rooms of carpet cleaning.
Oh,
so
that ain't
that
bad
would be
at
the
all.
Minimum. Right. Another thing that I have to attribute to Ty when he started the business, one of the things that he did was he wanted to make it also affordable, you know, not so, not also for just the older people, but for even single parents that just didn't have the opportunity to get in and drag machines in to clean carpets and things like that. He started seeing all these little kids with allergies and things like that, and he had to try to do something to help minimize that. And so in order to create a more affordable pricing structure, that's what he did to primarily help out those parents who had these kids with all of these allergies, because going in and getting your carpet cleaned on a regular basis really helps with that.
Absolutely. I have both my kids have very bad allergies, so I can contest that. Now, what's the best way to contact you guys to set up an appointment?
You can go to the website, which is www.goodfamilycleaning.com. We also have a Twitter page at Good Family Clean page, which we post a lot of the before and after pictures on, and that's Good Family Cleaning. Or you can just do it the old-fashioned way. Give us a shout on the phone, 314-236-1853, or shoot us an email at goodfamilycleaning@gmail.com.
And we will make sure that this information is posted on our pages as well for those who didn't get a chance to write it down. Now, very quickly, tell us what's going on with this mascara.
Okay, y'all, this mascara is the bomb. Girlfriend of mine was going and she was getting the lashes done. And I didn't necessarily want to get the extension lashes, but I love the look. And I went to a party, and a young lady had this unique 3D mascara. She said, well, let me just put it on one eye so I can show you. That's going to make a huge difference. And she put this mascara on, and it really, your eye. I mean, it's a beautiful mascara. It doesn't flake. Your eyes don't get irritated from it. Waterproof, but you can just wipe it off. You know, at night, I just wipe it off with, I take a baby wipe and wipe it off. But it's $30. It lasts you for 3 months. You can't beat that because there are people who are going out and, you know, getting these lashes done. And I know people who pay anywhere between, if you go in and buy a pack, $5 a pack, you're going to get individuals done. I had a girlfriend paying up to $200 for this. So
Ooh. You
can't beat it. $30. For something that lasts 3 months. It's all natural products. Unique also has other products. They have brushes. They have all kinds of other makeup. And that website, if you want to check that out, is www.uniqueproducts/Keia, KEYA, Harris.com.
Absolutely. I'm going to be on there because I love me some mascara. I can't do those lashes, though, because I'm just too scared
yeah.
of somebody being that close to my eye putting shit on it. But I'm going to check out that mascara, though, for sure.
Well, thank you, Ms. Keia, for coming on and giving us this information. We will post that uniqueproducts.com/Keia Harris. Is that right?
That's right.
All right. Well, we got you down, Keia. Thank you for coming on. We certainly appreciate you, Mama.
Yes,
thank you, ladies, for the support. Thanks for having
me. Absolutely.
So, listen, moving along, we got a showcase, y'all. We got a showcase, y'all. Next, we got, y'all like movies. Y'all like directors and ideas. And I've talked to this young man, and he's very, very interesting young fellow. Talk to us about the movie maker, Cheryl. I mean, Widow. Damn it, I'm sorry. Shit.
It's, look, we're going to change my name for the sake of this Sunday show to Cheryl because our love's just not getting it. I don't know what the hell going on. I'm glad nobody looking for my ass. But all right. We're going to
I'm sorry.
Bring up Mr. Matthew Bailey. He has acted and directed for the last 13 years. His current project is a web series on YouTube called First Sight. And I have watched this series from the first season, and he has started the second season now, you guys. It is so good. It keeps you wanting more. I call him a tease because, to me, I be wanting to know everything right then and there, but he just leave you right on the edge where you gotta come back that next week to find out what's going to happen. Mr. Matthew, why you do us like that?
Hey, y'all hear me, ladies? What's up?
What's going on?
How y'all doing? Thank you for having me on.
Good. Thank you for being a guest.
No problem.
Yes, sir.
No problem. You said I'm a tease, but it's, you know,
you're
it's,
a tease.
The show is just basically, you know, it's about St. Louis, and I really want to get that environment and that comedy style. You know, what you ladies were talking about earlier, it's a lot of stuff going on, you know, in St. Louis. But it's always, people look at St. Louis as a negative, and for me to make the series is making, you know, sort towards a positive way to show people that it is a good place to live, and it's different, you know, opportunities and different other stories besides that, you know. So, yep. Hello?
Yes, Mr. Mayu.
Oh,
we still
can
here.
You hear me? Oh, okay.
Yes, I hear you. Let me tell you, I didn't drop my phone about 11 times, so sometimes
man.
It's just like I'm talking, but y'all can't hear me, so I apologize
right.
for that. I'm here Now, do you have any more projects coming up? Are you looking for actors? Are you looking for people to assist? Like, what do you have going on?
Yes, most definitely. Right now, we're working at, working on two films for this summer. I got, you know, with a couple of producers, and we always looking for actors and actors. Y'all, if y'all want to come to the radio show and holler at me, you know, we always looking for new talent and any talent as always. But the new upcoming projects that I do have, we're going to be doing The Long Sleep Part 2. We're going to be doing
hey.
That.
My baby was in there, y'all.
She was. Heaven, she was great. And we're going to work on another project. It's untitled at this time, but we're working on two big movies this summer.
And that
so, hey,
is great.
Hey,
how can...
Sorry. This our love. Hi, Matthew. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing? I'm doing good.
Hey, listen. So, have you ever directed, like, not movie shit. We just talking about movies. Music videos or anything like that? Have you ever done any work like that?
You know what? I did once. I never did the music video thing. I had a friend that does music videos, but I think I can manage to do music videos at that time. But I'm sort of just unfamiliar with, you know, doing music videos and doing movies because it's actually people think, oh, just shooting music videos is two different, you know, concepts of that. So I never
right.
shot it, but I only shot once.
Right. You know, and I only ask because we do have some, you know, music group on the line that's going to be coming up, and maybe we can connect you all together to get their first
okay.
video out there. You know, their professionally shot video. So that would be a phenomenal merging of talent right there.
Right. Most definitely.
Now, how can people contact you if they want to get involved or if they just want to go on and check out what you have going on, your projects? What's the best way to contact you?
Well, you guys can hit me on my social media, Twitter at Roy STL, Facebook at Roy STL, and what else? YouTube at Roy STL. So everything, and my Instagram, Roy STL. Everything
is
Roy STL.
Keep
it real simple. So, yeah, that's how they can reach me.
Okay, Mr. Bailey, well, thank you so much for coming on the line and speaking with us about your project. And
thank you.
I am looking forward. I do believe there should be an episode today of First Sight, correct?
You know what? Actually, it will be next Sunday because I just came back from L.A. So it's going to be next Sunday. I'm going to drop two just because it was kind of delayed. Yes. My bad. Don't worry.
Look, I'm up here waiting. I'm like, when I get off the air, I'm going to go ahead and log on to YouTube and Raw STL. And okay, keep doing like that then. That's fine.
Right.
I've already been waiting this long. I'll wait till next Sunday. I ain't got a choice.
Right.
But thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so
much,
ladies.
But check this out,
Matthew.
Wait, Matthew, before you go.
Yes.
You just
okay.
Proved with those points. Your ass be teasing.
Mm-hmm. See? Thank you.
You got to, because we got to keep people just coming, you know, on YouTube wanting more. We want to get views that we want to, you know, get people notice and, you know, the work that the actors and actors are doing, you know. So got to be a little teased there.
So thank you, Matthew, for coming on. We appreciate you, my brother. We appreciate you.
Yay.
Next up, y'all. Okay. This is the sweetest woman I know. Her name is Candy Cherie. Give it to
him. Candy Cherie. Sweet Events by Miss Candy Cherie. This woman right here is an absolute delight to work for. She does event planning. And when I say event planning, I don't mean she just going to come in with some balloons and tablecloths on some, hey, I did it. No, this woman has been doing this for a while now. She can provide you with the tablecloths, the silverware, the utensils. You can rent this all from her. She shows up. She has a crew that comes with her to set it up for you. She provides you with balloon collars that she makes herself. She does invitations. She does announcements. She does programs. She does obituaries. This woman list is endless and unlimited. So what we're going to do is bring up Miss Candy Cherie so she can go ahead and give us a little bit more details about Sweet Events.
Welcome, Miss Candy.
Hello, everybody. Hello.
Hey, Candy. It's
hey.
My Candy.
Yes, ma'am. So let's talk about this event planning.
That's all I want to say real quick. I'm going to just jump in. Candy can cook her ass off, and I'll be quiet. Okay, go ahead.
Cassie, let me tell you. No, before she starts talking, y'all, I was out and about running errands one day. Y'all know I live in St. Peter's. And she posted a sandwich. It was a tripe sandwich. Let me tell y'all, I called her. I said, are you really making them, like, right now? She was like, yeah. You got something left over? She was like, sure. Come on through. Oh, my goodness. I had stopped what I was doing, drove my butt all the way to St. Louis to her house to get this tripe sandwich. When Candy cooks, you come a running. You understand what I'm saying? So
thank you.
You just got to put it out there like that because it ain't too many people that can make me come running with food, and Candy is one of them. So let's talk about your event planning. You offer catering with your event planning?
Of course I do. Of course I do. I offer full service, meaning I can plan the event from beginning to the end, the itinerary, everything, or you can. I do also offer three packages, starting from $150 up to $325, and you can view those on my Facebook, which is Sweet Events by Miss Candy Cherie, or my Instagram, which is Call Me Miss Candy Cherie, or you can text me, and I'll text them to you at 314-324-0387. But I do an array of services from baby showers to birthdays to bar mitzvahs to weddings to everything. And it's all made to fit your budget. So whatever your budget is, whatever it is, I can help you out, either through a package or a la carte for any service.
So tell us, Candy, what made you start this business? Like, it clearly, if you go to her page, you will see the passion and the love that's in every event that she is a part of. And just tell us, what was the catalyst where you like, yeah, this is actually going to be a business for me. This is why I want to do this.
Well, you asked that. Me and Cheryl was supposed to do this a long time ago, probably like 10 years ago. Me and Cheryl had thought out our plan and everything.
What the hell is this, Cheryl? I don't know what y'all talking about. Go ahead.
Black Widow. We were supposed to be a team and do it. This was something we were going to do together, and we never did it. But I always had a niche for, like, crafts and, like, putting events together. It's just something that I've always done. And then I would say the last 2 years, more people started calling, wanting me to do it for them. And before it was just like, oh, yeah, sure, I'll help you. But then, of course, you know all the other stuff I do. I couldn't afford to do it for free anymore, basically.
So, right, y'all ass gonna have to can't be cooking all this shit for y'all, and y'all come up, ooh, it's good, but don't want to give you no damn money. Break yourself, fool. I got it.
So, basically, I've just put more initiative into offering more services to make it basically a full service, basically so I can do full service. So
what's one dish, Candy, that people say, like, this is, ooh, when Candy make this, this my favorite dish. What's everybody requesting on your catering menu?
I would say it's my green beans. When I make green beans, every holiday people want me to make green beans. I'm coming over your house, are you making green beans? I can be cooking something that green beans don't even go with, and people want me to make green beans. But I'm sure you guys have thought I've been making the chicken Alfredo lasagna, and people have been loving that. So
yes, I have seen it.
Yeah,
okay.
That's something that.
Y'all seen that movie Party Crashers? Widow, the next one she do, we gonna have to crash that deal.
We missed one yesterday. She had a party she did yesterday, so we gonna have to make sure we own it to crash the next one. We just here for the food, y'all. We just here for the food.
Okay. So, hey, excuse me. Put up that little church finger while I'm getting my plate. Excuse me. Just a moment. Excuse me.
Just finger. Right.
Now, Candy, if those who don't want the full package, can they get services individually? Like if they just want some invitations done, or maybe they just want some balloon columns done, or if they just want some centerpieces, can this be broken down to individual items to be purchased, or do you prefer that you only just do a package deal?
No, I offer everything a la carte, from, like you said, from a centerpiece to invitation to whatever you need, I can help you achieve it. So if it's just invitation, even if it's just envelopes, whatever it is.
Mm-mm. Well, you make it all money. I just stepped out envelopes. Damn. I'm telling y'all.
Well, Miss Candy, thank you for coming on. We certainly appreciate you, and we have all of your contact information. It is too posted on our Blog Talk Radio show page. It'll be on our Facebook page. And thank you. We appreciate you, Mama.
Thank you for having
thank
me.
Thank you,
ladies.
Candy. Absolutely.
Love you guys.
Love you too.
Bye bye. Check this out, y'all. Before we bring up our last guest, we have waiting on the line from the record label. Y'all know about this label, right? If you don't, you need to. It's Cash Zone ENT, baby. But let me do this. Before we bring them up, let's play their song that they got. Had enough of you. Had enough. Get it. Had enough of you. That ain't they song. Oops, look, sorry, y'all. wait, I recorded the wrong damn song, y'all. Sorry, here. Wait a minute, hold on. Let's see if this, nope, that ain't it. Sorry, y'all. Okay, let's bring them up. We got the CEO of Cazzo ENT and Officio. What's up, fellas?
How you doing?
Hey.
Hello.
Wait, I'm playing the wrong fucking song. Sorry,
hello.
Cause
Hello.
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 Hey. Hey.
Hey.
I'm sorry
on,
that I was playing Ara Kelly for y'all. That ain't y'all shit. That ain't it.
Yeah, that ain't Kaz. That ain't it.
That ain't us, PP.
That ain't it. How y'all been, though?
What's going on, Kazone?
Not much, TT. Just enjoying the music.
Not your music, though.
See, okay, I ain't even great over there. Let me tell y'all, even the best G's make mistakes, okay? I'm just saying it now.
We understand, TT. Everybody makes mistakes. We understand.
So what y'all been up to, Kazone, ENT? What's up? What y'all been doing? I hear y'all been across the Midwest touring and shit. Tell us about that.
Yeah,
we just go ahead. We just got back from the Lil White. We just got back from the Lil White tour with artist Miscellaneous, and you know what I'm saying, we got pretty much just really getting ready for our mixtape, which is dropping Welcome to Kazone, which will be out this spring sometime very soon. And as soon as it come out, we got everybody on that. You know what I'm saying? They're going to have all the information on there in the Kazone. We're going to let y'all know. We going everywhere. We doing everything. We in everybody's city. We don't care.
Yeah.
We everywhere.
Yeah. Turn down for what?
So listen, what's been y'all struggle? I mean, it's hard, I think, to get music coming out of St. Louis. You have a lot of jealousy. I mean, maybe y'all don't feel comfortable saying it, but I say the shit. It's a lot of fucking jealousy in this city, you know, crab in the barrel mentality. Aside from that shit, what else, what struggles have you all had trying to get this label and get your music out there?
I mean, you know, it is, like you said, it's a struggle. And, I mean, we look at it like this. See, we look at Kazone as like a family, you know. And family will be family, you know. So everybody has their own issues. But we try to take care of all issues as a family, you know what I'm saying? So if one person can't help the other person with an issue, we just try to, you know, support each other. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's basically about, and that's how we get through it. I mean, we come from nothing. I mean, we had nothing. I had a deal with Fire Boy a couple years ago, and, you know, that didn't work out. I learned a little bit about it, and we also, all of us that had deals, you know what I'm saying, with local groups, I mean, local record labels and stuff, and learned, you know, that this rap game is pretty, you know, shiesty. So one day we just came together and said, we family, we might as well, we the only ones got our best interests in hand. We might as well form our own label and do it all on our own.
Okay, Kazone, can we just get an introduction of y'all names? Because, I mean, or I love talking because she know who the hell y'all are. So we need to know who y'all is. What's y'all name in?
Well, okay, that's your boy, Fishio. You know what I'm saying?
And I'm F or FB, you know, a.k.a. Facebook, a.k.a. Mike Larry.
Hashtag, you ain't
Mike
right.
Mike Larry. Hell no, that's
fun.
I like that.
Yeah, and I'm not sure. And we got Queen T, you know, and we got Crook G. He/rap, he/death metal, you know, and we just signed a new artist named Lil Taz. He got a mixtape called Killer Instinct. You can look it up on YouTube. But we just signed to him or whatever. So, and that's just basically it. That's all the artists.
Okay,
y'all just
came
back from a tour.
You say, huh?
Y'all should have another artist. I want to be on y'all label. And I be trying to try out and stuff. And my name is Lady Rock, and I'm on the go. I'm rocking up. No. I mean, y'all ain't saying that. Okay. That's all right. It's cool.
That's what's
it's cool.
up, though.
It's
I feel
cool.
you. I feel your flow.
I'm calling age discrimination. That's what it is. This is age discrimination.
We feel your flow. Let me boil.
Y'all playful. Came back off a tour. Yeah. When will y'all be performing in St. Louis again?
I was hoping that we were planning on doing something just like when this mixtape drop. I want to do something. She's feeling good in St. Louis right now. And we should just go ahead and get all our families together and just, you know, we want to do something for them first before we go back out and do something else with this whole mixtape that's coming up.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah, we actually putting together, we're gonna have a mixtape release party sometime in the spring or whatever. And it'll be real. We probably, me and Officio probably perform for the label or whatever. But yeah. We're trying to put a show together here, and we've just been working on trying to put a show together here for St. Louis, you know.
So you
know,
you have performed at the
Foo Bar
quite a bit,
don't
you?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes,
Foo Bar Studio 618. A lot of the underground spots that you can find in St. Louis and borderline St. Louis, you know what I'm saying? We there.
Yeah, anywhere. We'll come perform
in
the
basement
if you want to.
We're doing 5-year-old birthday parties. We got a happy birthday with a partner.
I'm getting a divorce, right? And I want to have a day party. Y'all going to have to come perform. I'm having a divorce day party. Y'all going to have to come perform at the party.
We got a song for that. We got
do
y'all?
Yo.
Yeah, you'd have had enough of him, so.
I have. That's right on point. I'm serious as a motherfucker, too, though. Why y'all laughing? I know how to get in touch with every last one of y'all, too. Don't be playing with me. Officio?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, Miss Widow.
All right, don't make me come looking for you.
I don't want no smoke in the city. No smoke in the city.
At all.
I need my legs.
Right, don't have to come searching. I'm serious about this right here.
Yeah,
I'm gonna get Miss Candy Cherie to do the event planning and the food. I'm gonna make some greens. She gonna do everything else. Our love is gonna. She's not gonna rap. We're gonna have her make a pie or something. And then y'all gonna perform.
Why can't rap? The arm is full. I'm looking good. The A is full. No. Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, we gonna be there. We won't mind performing.
Thank you so much for that.
Yeah, no
y'all
problem.
Thank y'all for coming on the show, y'all. We appreciate it. We have all of their Cazzone ENT information, our pages on our Blog Talk Radio. Also, we got a link to all of their tracks that are on SoundCloud. Check them out. They are doing big things, going big places. Don't sleep on Cazzone ENT, people. So, check this out. We're at the end of the show.
Our love. And you never found their music to play, though? You never found their music to play it?
Mm-mm.
I'm weak. Okay.
It didn't work. It didn't work.
Y'all just go on the cloud and listen to their music. It's very good. We do promote them. We are like, hey, like, and to see them perform live, I mean, it's just off. It's just crunk. It's going to make you want to move because that's just how they are. They feel their music, which makes you feel their music.
Yeah, and don't hop your dumb ass up on the stage, though, okay? Don't do that.
Don't do that.
So you know Officio's mom.
So you don't want to deal with Officio's mom. So I'm just going to put that out there right now. So.
Mm-mm. Y'all won't know. So, let's go ahead and wrap this show up, girl. Y'all, you crazy. Thank y'all. Thank you, Cazzone.
I want to thank everyone that called in, and I want to apologize to Arthur Chris Renee, who was on the line and was not able to get Brung up in time. She had another event planned, and she was supposed to get Brung up earlier in the show, and unfortunately it didn't happen, so she had to disconnect. But you have to check her out, Chris Renee. If you go on Amazon, you can check out her books, Wealthy and Wicked, and Kiss of Death. She is St. Louis born and raised. She is still here in St. Louis, and she has a part two, The Kiss of Death, that she is working on. These books are amazing, people, so make sure you check her out, and we will still post her information on the site. And also, Kiki, Sister Keeper Moore. She has natural hair care and skin products for you to use. And we're going to post her information also. When I say it's going to be a part two to this, people, it's going to be a part two, because there's so many other people that we need to get to that you all need to hear about, and we can all just start networking and just utilize each other's worth and talent. Utilize your community. Build your community up. Support each other. Support the person to your left and your right. There's no reason to go outside the box on everything. Fuck that statement. I don't know where the fuck y'all got that shit from anyway. Stay within the damn box. Support each other. Keep the money within the neighborhoods, okay? Build each other. And live out loud, y'all. Just be free. If you want to do it, do it. If it makes you happy, do that shit, even if it only lasts for a moment. And I want to thank all of our guests. I want to thank Miss Candy Cherie. I want to thank Miss Kia. I want to thank Miss Kwanzaa. I want to thank you, Mr. Matthew Bailey. I want to thank Cast Zone Entertainment. I want to thank all of them for coming on. And make sure y'all log on to our Facebook page and Don't Bite Your Tongue, and our blog talk at www.blogtalkradio.com/Don't Bite Your Tongue, where their information will be posted. And if you follow me, Black Widow, or Our Love on Instagram or Facebook, we will have the information posted there too, so you can reach out to them and utilize their talents for your benefit. Arla?
That's what's up. This was a fun show, and there will definitely be a part two. We have many more businesses, many more artists that we want to put some put the spotlight on. And just, you know, all jokes aside, y'all, for real, for all of our guests that came on, I speak life into your businesses. I speak life into your ventures. You know, we're here to support. And if you can do it, that's an inspiration for others to know they can do it as well. You're not ashamed to let your light shine and inspire others to do the things that they've wanted to do, for them to dream, and not only dream, but set goals around those dreams so that those things become an actuality. Thank you for being an inspiration to all of us, truly, 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 and I speak life to your situation, all of them. Be the change you want to see, people. I'm going to keep it nice and simple. Be the change you want to see. These entrepreneurs and artists and business owners, they wanted a change, and they made that change in their lives, and they have started businesses, started ventures, positive things. Be the change you want to see. Enjoy your weekend, people. Peace out. See you next Sunday, y'all.